What up, peeps? Welcome to another episode of Let's Make Out Podcast, where we make out all things what?
Love, life, and laughter, y'all. What's up?
What is going on? I'm your host, Gabrielle, joined by my handsome husband and co-host,
Chad. What's up, y'all?
What's going on? So, we're back.
We are back.
I know we were supposed to be back that next week, and that just didn't happen. But I feel like we're on track because our goal is to come back with one episode a month. The stretch goal is two episodes a month. So we're still on track.
Okay? We're still on track. And we know we're shooting one. Next week.
Yep.
In a few days at least, while we're traveling. So we know there's gonna be another one after that. So we're like, you know what? Let's get this done. We just got back from a trip.
Yeah.
About to take another trip.
About that, y'all. So, excuse me. So, the whole, like, outage situation that happened, we really thought that we were not going to be affected by that.
It just didn't seem like everything seemed pretty smooth.
Yeah. And so, when it happened on that Friday, we had just gotten to Tampa, Florida. And we were like, dang, that's unfortunate, you know, crazy. So, come Sunday, when we were supposed to leave, our flight gets delayed at first. It was like, okay, got delayed a few hours. So we were like, all right, we're hopeful.
We'll just hang out a little bit.
We'll just hang out. We'll fly in Delta. We typically always fly Delta. And we're like, you know, we don't have very many delays or anything with them. So it was like, okay, we'll just wait it out.
Right.
Then we get another email, an alert that the flight was canceled. So we were flying from Tampa to Atlanta, Atlanta to home. So they canceled the flight from Tampa to Atlanta, but the Atlanta flight was still...
Yeah, that was, but it was so funny, though. They kept sending us messages like, your flight's now boarding here.
Right.
I'm like, you canceled my other flight, homie.
I can't get there.
I'm not there. You know that because you canceled my flight.
I can't get there. So we had to decide whether we were going to try and rebook for like another Florida city, which we tried and there were none available. Like, we couldn't fly out of Tampa until like...
today.
2 or 3 days later. Yeah, like it would have been today.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, I looked at Miami. I looked at Orlando, all of the cities.
Yes.
And none of them had flights. So it was like, well, we can rent a car and drive to Atlanta.
Nobody
wanted
to drive 7 hours.
Flight, or we can just book on another plane, another airline. And that's what we did. And we made it home.
We did.
Shout out to Southwest for getting us home.
And shout out to the agency that we're working with for the trip.
Yeah.
They're going to cover those flights as well.
Yes.
Because we couldn't afford. Now, them are wrong. We probably could have stayed a couple extra days and they probably would have put us in the hotel, been no problem.
Right.
But we have a trip this Friday. So we're like, we don't even got time to stay for an extra couple days.
We don't have time to extend the trip.
Yeah.
And thankfully, they said that they would reimburse it. Because honestly, it was like, whether they reimburse these tickets or not, I need to get home. So we was like,
we had to get our linkers.
Or what? Yeah, because we had to pick him up.
We had to pick up our winkers.
Yeah, from the spot.
He decided to be in the podcast today. He's not mic'd up, though, so... Don't worry about it.
He wouldn't be saying much.
Yeah.
Speaking of mics, y'all, we got these wireless mics. I don't know how I feel about them quite yet.
We don't know.
It really just depends on what the sound is.
We are hoping that it sounds good.
Talking about, okay? Because we really don't know.
Let us know your thoughts in the comments. We're just trying.
It is weird. I want to go back to mics. I feel like it just doesn't feel like a podcast without the actual mic.
Yeah, I think that we really want to. We've toyed with an idea of like maybe changing our bedroom around a little bit.
You went way left.
I did because like then we can have a.
What does that have to do with the
mic? I don't know. I'm tired of setting mics up and down, y'all. Let me tell you that.
We're not ever keeping mics just set up in the bedroom.
We
definitely going to do that. I don't care how we change.
We're going to put them in the bed.
We're not. Oh, speaking of the bed, I told Babe we should start recording this in the bed.
Yeah,
because it's the Let's Make Out
but
podcast.
What if we start
like,
making
how
out?
Cool would it be for us to just be propped up chilling in the bed? Like,
but,
I feel like that would be so cool.
What if
cool.
we start making out?
We're not going to start making out, but it would be really cool. And I saw another podcast recording in their bed, and I was like, shut up.
Do we wear our bed outfits?
I didn't come up with that idea.
Do we wear our bed outfits?
You don't have a bed outfit.
Exactly. Bed outfit.
You wear whatever you want to wear.
Oh, okay.
Just don't put your shoes on the bed. But you wear what you want to wear.
That's dumb. Everybody wants to put their shoes on the bed.
First of all, it's not dumb, because when I told you, you was like, oh, that is a cool idea.
No, it is. I was talking about the shoes on the bed.
Oh, I was about to say, don't be calling my idea dumb like you ain't heard it before.
Great idea, anyway, sweetie. Anyway,
you, aren't you supposed to be cueing some music or something?
I mean, I was ready, but I'm going to try to throw me off. Like, I was ready. Look, look. Yeah, exactly. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Man.
So, man, struggle.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We out here.
All right. So, we are picking up where we left off with the Q&A from the last episode. Yep. We still have so many questions.
So many.
You leaving? You couldn't even make it up here for 20 minutes, bruh?
He looking at like, what are you talking about, Mom? But yeah, so we're picking up, like Gabriel said, we're picking up where we left off last podcast, where we're answering questions that you all submitted. So yes. Thank you for submitting so many questions.
Yes, and I thank you for all the comments and all the love on us coming back. And yes. I'm grateful that you guys have missed us as much as we have missed being here.
Oh, and let's shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Let's shout out to y'all because we... There were twofold for reasons we wanted to come. We was ready to come back. We just kept putting it off.
You better tell all the business.
But then...
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
But then,
you let's, keep, tell all
let's
the
keep it
Why
real.
Why you gotta tell all the business?
But no, listen.
That's why they be like, they didn't even want to come back.
No, I just said we was ready to come back, but we were thinking about coming back maybe in August. We were talking about July. This was June though, right? When we came back.
Yeah, yeah. We came back a month early because we weren't gonna come back until July. Yeah.
And all of a sudden we get an email from YouTube, from the Tube You saying if you don't get 4,000 watch hours by the end of June, your monetization gets cut off on the Let's Make Out podcast channel.
And that would have been a situation. So
we put that lit a fire under our butt to get it done early.
We did.
And guess what? Off of one podcast, y'all got
y'all
us
brought
the
it.
Y'all brought you. It. So thank you. I want to appreciate
all 17,000 of y'all who watched the last episode. Thank you.
You guys gave us the 4,000 plus watch hours we needed off of one podcast. So we appreciate y'all.
We appreciate you. So anybody who is striving to be a YouTuber or YouTube, you thinking about it, we do have some questions about that. Like the getting to the monetization. I feel like it's easier now. Like, they've reduced the numbers now. It used to be really difficult.
It did. But back when we started, you had to have 15,000 subscribers.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So now I think you only need 1,000 subscribers and like 4,000 watch time hours. And what I didn't know is that if you just stop uploading, that they can take it away. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess I did know that because I think with Chad Jr.'s channel or with your channel, one of the other ones lost the monetization because we weren't uploading to it, but I kind of forgot about it. Make sure you keep active on your channel
and
if
also,
you are trying to be a YouTuber and get that monetization.
Yeah, you got to keep, you gotta stay somewhat
present.
Consistent. Yeah, yeah, like, and then guess what? Shorts does not count towards that.
Well, shorts does count, but they have, it's a higher number of views for shorts.
Oh, that's right. So you need a lot more shorts.
Right. A lot more views for shorts.
Because we had uploaded a couple shorts that we had, and Gabriel was like, oh, this ain't going to help.
It ain't working. We got to get a podcast.
So we did it, y'all. We appreciate you, and we're here back with a second one. So that's pretty awesome.
So thank you guys for how much you enjoyed the transparency and the authenticity of our last, you know, episode, because we kind of talked about a lot of things and, you know, we kept it real. So all that to say, let me get back into these questions. Okay. I was going to try and go through the comments from last, but it's doing too much. It's doing too much, girl. It's doing too much.
Girl.
So, first question. Without telling your numbers, how important is it for you to be debt-free and paying for college for the kiddos? If it's important to be debt-free and if they choose to go?
Yeah, I mean, no, I think that we, being debt-free, free of debt, like, just like basic consumer debt mm-hmm. outside of like the house.
Yeah.
Is important to us. Mm-hmm. And providing, helping to set our kids up for success to where they can go to college and not have to worry about, you know, working a bunch of jobs to have, like, not have to work so that they can pay back student loans, not have to even take student loans. That would be, that's a huge, don't be laughing at my huge. That is a big goal of ours, to be able to set them up, you know, as much as we can.
Yeah, as much as we can. And I think that, it, like, we had to come to the realization that, because I shifted on this. I think maybe I don't know if we both shifted on this, but I used to feel like, well, I have student loans, they can have student loans. And then it was like, but if I can put them in a position better than what I was put in, why would I not?
So she came to my side.
So, not that it wasn't important to me, but I was just like, I mean, this was back when I just felt like student loans were, it was just,
yeah, it was before she really said, you know, we can do this, we can pay these off.
Yeah, it's just a thing you do, you get the student loan, you pay it till you die. Like, that was the mentality I had years ago, and then it shifted. So now, like, you know, having the 529 set up for, right now we only have it set up for Chad Jr. We need to set one up for Reagan, because now you're able to, like, after it's been open for 15 years, I believe, you can roll over what is left into an IRA, if I'm not mistaken. But it has to have been open for 15 years, which reminds me that we need to open Reagan's. Because mm-hmm. if Chad doesn't use all of his, it can always transfer to Reagan, which is why yeah. we only had one. Our CPA said we didn't really need to have two. But now that they can roll it over to their IRAs, they need to have separate ones.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, you know, like, we try to contribute, like, on a consistent, somewhat consistent basis. But honestly, like, we are more concerned with being debt-free and saving for our retirement. Not that their college doesn't matter. It does. But our retirement is going to come up before, or going to yeah. come up, you know what I'm saying? Almost kind of around the same time.
Yeah, so
like, we want to make sure that we're taken care of. But then also we're putting stuff aside from them, you know, their own payroll. They have IRAs yeah. already, like their investment accounts. So we're
exactly
we're doing our part.
Yeah. And so because they are employed by our company.
Yes.
So they get a monthly paycheck. Mm-hmm. They don't see that. It just goes into their accounts. And then we transfer it into, like Gabriel yeah. said, into retirement funds or 529s, mm-hmm. things like that. But yeah, I think that. Yes, with us both being, you know, with us both being 42, it's like, okay, we want to make sure that we're set up for, mm-hmm. you know, like retirement, like Gabriel said.
Yeah.
Knowing that if we make sure that we're set up and we're putting a lot of money away there and still putting the money away from them, then, you know, it really can be beneficial for us everybody. And them as well, yeah. because by the time we're ready to retire, they're ready for college.
Yeah.
We can, you know, use some of that money that we've got for retirement, you know, mm-hmm. that we're using potentially to help as well. So we're just doing our best. I mean, yeah. we got a little late start, you know, and just, you know, just figuring it out. I mean, honestly.
Basically, that is what it is. But I do want to make sure that I stress to them that at the end of the day, we will do everything that we can to help them be in a better position than we are, but I still don't believe that it is our job to put
no.
them through college. Like, you got to work on your academics. Let's go for some scholarships here. If you need to take some lesser courses so you can work a little bit. Like, I definitely mm-hmm. feel like when you have that ownership in paying for or trying to make sure that your stuff is taken care of, I feel like it just changes things. Like, we always gonna be here to help you, but also, are you doing your part? Are your yeah. grades on point where you can get academic scholarships?
Yeah,
like, are you, you yeah. know what I'm saying? I'm not looking for sports scholarships, but maybe if you keep that up, like, what are you doing to also make sure that you're going to be taking care of your college? Are you going to have to stay in state because it's going to cost less to stay in state versus paying a whole lot to go out of state. I mean, these are all things we're going to have to like
absolutely
talk about, you know?
Absolutely.
So yeah. I went to TSU and I was just like, I'm going to just rack up these student loans. But it's like, maybe had I thought about it or...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Had a different perspective, I would have went where it was cheaper. And you know what I'm saying? Like not had as much. I don't know. You know, had I had that knowledge, I really don't know. Yeah, we're trying. I'm going to try very, very hard to have them not have to take student loans.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We just want to make sure that, you know, we do our best to help, mm-hmm. but also they've got responsibilities too,
exactly.
right? To get good grades. That's the only job they have right now.
Yeah.
Reagan asked the other day, what's my job? To be a full-time student.
To be a full-time student.
That's your job, you know, and we want you to do that the best that you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is why we're not going to get to all these questions, because we'd be having the most long-winded answers ever.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. You like my shirt because it's gray or because it's cut low?
Both. Both.
Green is his favorite color, so I know he likes the shirt.
And her boobs are my favorite boobs, so...
What do you both use for storing old videos as far as external hard drives go? Is there a brand that's worked well for you over the years?
Western Digital.
Western Digital is probably the one we
use. Majority of the ones SanDisk we've used. I bought a SanDisk.
Or SanDisk. Why I always thought
I
it
think
was
SanDisk.
Is it SanDisk?
Recently I bought like a little SanDisk, like a little, the little small, Steady State drives, mm-hmm. And she bought another brand as well, a Steady State one. I don't remember what the name of yours is. Is it a SanDisk?
Oh, it's not it's great though. It's like a mini and it's a terabyte.
It's really tiny,
like
it's, yeah.
I bought it to back up my laptop and the desktop.
Yeah. But you can't go wrong with Western Digital. Like,
yeah.
I would say get the 2 gigs. The 2 terabyte or the 1 terabyte. Don't get the 4.
Don't.
Because they just, it seems to fail more often.
Yeah.
And once it fails and corrupts, then sometimes that's you can't get anything.
Can't get it back.
So no more than the 2 terabyte and you can spend $80.
Yeah.
You
know? So we have, what would you call it? Is it a Pelican case?
Yep. Thank you. Wow. Good
a
job.
A Pelican case full of our old hard drives.
For whatever
and
reason.
Labeled.
Yeah.
With. The year or whatever,
yeah.
We never go back and look at them. So I'm not really sure why we do that. I guess it's just
hoarding,
just digital hoarding, like you know.
Because all the videos are on YouTube.
What if YouTube goes away and then I don't have access to any of them? That's always my fault.
True.
Like you know. Yeah. So we have them, but
we do. So yeah. I guess you know. God forbid we ever had to re-upload everything we could.
We wouldn't. We would just start off.
Right.
Okay. So. This one's about Siege. With Siege being older, like when you guys vlog, what are his thoughts about being on YouTube? And do his friends or the parents of Chad Jr. watch your YouTube channel? Yes. So there are quite a bit of people in our neighborhood that watch our YouTube channel that we didn't realize. Or like his friends will say, oh, yeah, I saw that video. Or, yeah, I saw it. Like they'll follow me on Instagram and they'll see like our YouTube channel. It's at this point, like we're used to
it's
it.
Just
you know what I'm saying?
I think that everybody that's around here knows
what we do.
What we do. They're very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that this has been the biggest blessing of a neighborhood.
Yeah.
People just aren't nosy in the fact of even if they are watching, like they don't bring it up and say, hey, I watched it. Like they're just
they're not awkward
about it. They're kids. So the kids are sometimes going to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard the kids say, it's so cool that, you know, you guys are YouTubers,
yeah.
you know, but outside of that though, I mean, it's just normal.
It's normal.
We've been living here since 2016.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean.
2015. I don't remember. 2016.
Yeah, 2016. Right. Every friend that Chad's had or every neighbor we've had knows we've been doing this for, you know, eight plus years since we've been living here and even before then. So, it's just normal.
It is normal. And I think Chad Jr., it's normal for him. Like, he doesn't know any different. Now, he does have his moments where he doesn't really want to participate, or
and we don't force him.
Like, you know, we don't force him. And you, if you watch the vlogs, you see sometimes he's in it and talking to the camera, and sometimes he just be like, hey, and he want to go on about his business. So, you know, as he gets older, I'm assuming that it's going to be even more of that, where he wants to be seen less. And, you know, that's the goal, is so that he doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Or more. Who knows?
We never know. Because sometimes he says he wants his own YouTube channel. And then sometimes we don't hear him talk about that for a while. So he went through this phase where he wanted a gaming channel. I think he still kind of wants a gaming channel. We just haven't done anything.
Well, you know, and I actually talked with him about that in the pool.
Oh, did you?
And he said he wants to, but I was like, dude, what I want you to tell me is like, what do you want it? You do you have any ideas or what do you want it to look like? Like, help me help you. Like, I'll make whatever you need. You know, we'll make it look however you want. But like, What do you kind of have? There's the people that you watch that you really like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he's supposed to be looking
for that. Oh, is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's supposed to be looking for that.
We don't ever want to feel like he has to do
it. And that's why I don't press him, because I'm like, I don't want to force you.
I'm not pressing you to be a YouTuber. You can do what we do on our channel, but you don't have to have your own channel.
No.
That's not what you want to do.
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, he has a channel that he has subscribers on that we would look, you know, he would kind of, you know, could switch right over to whatever he wants. So we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, there's also been talks too of him and I potentially switching rooms at some point. Just because.
Crazy to me.
Well, the reason being is because the room, the spare bedroom right here, in hindsight, that would have been his room. Because it's the second biggest room in the house.
Yeah. Yes. Is it? Yes, it is.
And then
Reagan actually has the next biggest room. Chad Jr.'s room is the smallest.
Yeah, so in hindsight, we really screwed that up. So
yeah, we weren't really thinking.
Yeah. But he loves my office.
He does.
He loves that room. Mm-hmm. It has the biggest closet outside of ours. I wouldn't be against it. I mean, for me, it's just my office to go in there and...
It's really just a junk.
Right now it is.
Right now.
It's because I got too much stuff. But
it's
like
just crap everywhere.
But I'm like, if I can give him a room that he's going to be in for the next, you know...
5 or 6
I don't
want
to talk about it. Yes.
No, more than that.
Like 7 years.
We got like 8 years.
Seven, 8 years. Which I think... So that's what I'm saying. It's not like it's a short... You know. It's not like it's a short-term thing. It'd be his room for...
Right, it would be his room.
Yeah. So I'm not against it. So... Mm-hmm. That might happen. I mean, I don't know. And I'm not against it. So.
Yeah. No, I'm not either. It doesn't really matter. It didn't really.
I mean, it didn't affect
me.
Yeah,
it didn't affect me at all. Okay, so Gabe, how are you feeling in your new body, physically and mentally? Has vlogging changed for you and Babe over the years? Is it still enjoyable? I feel like we answered that part in the last video. But how am I feeling in my body?
I feel great in your body. Sorry, I had to. It was there. I couldn't resist.
Thanks.
Okay. I digress.
Are you done?
Okay, I digress.
I'm feeling good in my body as far as like post-surgery, you know, all of that. I'm coming up in on a year and a half. It'll be 2 years in December. Yeah, which is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's been a whole year and a half. Overall, I'd say I feel 85% to 90% good. I mean, like physically, I feel great. Like there are no restrictions.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Now, my stomach is still numb, and I don't know if it'll ever not be numb. Like, that doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there are no, like, physical ailments or anything like that. My satisfaction level is probably at like a 85-90%. That's what I mean when I give that percentage. Just like, you know, like I feel like I went through a phase in this year and a half, I've lost some weight. I've gained some weight. I've lost a little weight. And the weight, when it comes back, after having a tummy tuck and lipo, there are, you know, the lipo affects the areas where the fat goes to. So I feel like, you know, like I'm a little bit more insecure about my arms because I feel like my arms have gotten a little chunky and it's harder to, like, you know, I have like a little bit of more back fat than I've ever had before. So just little things like that I'm noticing, which is just a reminder that it's not a fix all. And there's always going to be, I feel like, something, you know, like, and I see why people get caught up in chasing perfection because, like, you get one thing done and then it affects something else. So then you're like, oh, or it affects this. Or, you know, I find myself like, dang, I should have got implants because, you know, my lift is dropping a little bit, like little stuff like that. But overall, I feel good. Mentally, I'm in a space where I'm trying to, because I'm still like, I still never really got back down to my goal weight. And I was on my way there trying to get there. And then I was like, I'm just going to have the tummy tuck and I'm still going to get down there. So I'm still working on it. It's been a long time coming. But where was I going with this? I'm trying now to figure out how I want to get there because I am getting a little burnout on counting macros and tracking and
not a little. She's been doing it a long time.
I've been doing it for a long time. So I'm getting just a little bored and I want to try something different. So I'm kind of in this phase where I want to try a couple of different things and just see how they work for me, reduce my tracking a little bit, but still being mindful of what I'm eating, kind of changing the things that I'm eating, all of those things, which I'm thinking about maybe talking about on the Gabe Fix, just because, you know, I feel like every you know, 6 or so years, I go through this phase of where I'm doing something else, you know, like what I was doing, I'm maybe not doing anymore. So I'm trying something new and we've gone through a few phases there. So I may talk about it, but long story short, I feel good overall. But there are some things that I'd like to improve on, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think she looks amazing.
Thanks, love.
She looked amazing before, too, so it didn't matter.
Not a question, but an update on Gracie since graduating. What is our virtual sis up to these days? Well, that was a question, girl. Gracie's good. Thank you for asking. So, Gracie...
28 years old.
Is 28. She'll be... Wait, will she be 29 in October?
She'll be 29 in October.
We're 13 years apart, so I have to...
I know this shit. Don't worry. I know Gracie's age. I got it. Gracie's my girl.
Any of my siblings' ages, okay? I always have to like count.
I got Grace face. She's my girl.
All I know is she's 13 years younger than me, okay? My math is not that great. So Gracie's doing good. So Gracie, after graduating, she really didn't have a true step. Next step.
There wasn't a huge plan.
Yeah, there wasn't like a huge plan, excuse me. So she did start, she was going to a like day adult program. She would go while my mom was working. So she was there like Monday through Friday while my mom was at work, like 8-9 hours a day. And then when the pandemic came, that kind of shifted everything. Well, then my mom retired and the pandemic and all of that stuff kind of happened around the same time. So then she wasn't going anywhere for almost a year or two.
Yeah.
She was just at home. So we finally have gotten her back into a day adult program, but she only goes once a week. So she goes once a week and then she has a caregiver that comes to the house twice a week. So, she's doing good. I would say that I wish that she was doing a bit more. I feel like it would be beneficial for her to do more, but
yeah,
finding the right type of a program, I feel like it's the hardest part because we found this place where she goes now, which is great. But also it's like, how much is she really learning or gaining?
Well, especially too, because the day that she goes, that's the day that they do field trips.
Yeah, so they're always just going
to
field trips.
So she might only get a half a day where she's back in the actual place doing activities versus going on field trips. And, you know, field trips is great. I'm glad that she gets to do that. Right. But if that's the only thing she's getting, then that's not it's helping not her. Yeah. Yeah, with the skills that she has but need to be developed.
Yeah, and I definitely feel like, not to, you know, bash anybody or talk bad about anybody or anything, but I do think that she needs a caregiver that's going to work with her and going to push her to do more things and not just let her sit around and watch TV.
These agencies around here apparently
just... You know, and I think it's difficult to find that because, for one, I think they're short on caregivers. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like you have to take what you can get. And then, you know, the ones that they do have, that's a whole nother story. So it's just like, I want more for Gracie, but I don't know how to get more for Gracie.
And also too, it's, and then at the end of the day, it's not our decision, mm-hmm. right? You know, yeah. So at the end of the day, it's gotta be something that mama is comfortable
doing. Or, yeah, exactly.
And so we can only be their support, be there to encourage, mm-hmm. to, you know, which we do now. We either Gabrielle most of the time or me sometimes takes Gracie to her day.
Right.
And then, you know, sometimes we'll pick her up or we'll switch or whatever. Mostly, right. You know, so we are supporting.
Which is another thing, because it's like, she doesn't want to go back to the place that she was before. She says she doesn't want to go back to the place she was before. We don't really know because she's not really tried it. And I think Gracie gets comfortable. She's like a creature of habit. She gets comfortable in her.
And I think Mama gets comfortable as well with her comfort.
With her comfort.
And she doesn't want to put her in a, you know, stressful situation, which I understand.
Right. So, but also, like, if she were to go back, who's going to get her there? So it's like, am I willing to commit to take her and drop her off somewhere 5 days a week? Like, I don't know. So it's just because Mom is not really driving right now.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's one of those things. Gracie is good, but I feel like she could be doing a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
Realistically, it feels like after she went from that everyday interaction in high school, mm-hmm. and then even at the other place where she was going full time, to now that there's been possibly some regression.
Yeah.
Not because she can't do it, because she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to do it, mm-hmm. right? In the way that she used to. And so, and Gracie's a stubborn butt.
She do what she wants.
You know, we love her. We love her face.
She know. Yeah. She be knowing.
Yeah, she did know it. And so getting her in a place where she has to do some more of that stuff will, I think, pull out the skills that she already has that she just doesn't have to use now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a great way to put it. She doesn't really have to use it.
So she's very comfortable with, I ain't got to do that now.
Exactly.
So it's Grace Face.
Yeah, that's Grace. any advice for those who work?
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
To become influencers / bloggers, how can I stay consistent?
Well, I would say, really, I would start with making content, doing things that you truly enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's my biggest problem. Don't go into doing things that you're doing because you think it'll make you popular or build a big audience and make a bunch of money, because, mm-hmm. Yes, that can happen. But I also want to understand the what if it doesn't? And then you're heartbroken, you're hurt, you're disappointed, you think that it's you. And, like, you know, when you just, but when you start making things that you're passionate about, then here's the thing, then you just enjoy it.
Yep.
And all of the other fruits of that labor will they could potentially come, but it doesn't really matter internally because you love doing what you're doing. So, I mean, do it because you mm-hmm. love it, and, you know, and if it's meant to be, then opportunities will come your way. Growth will come because people will see the real you. They'll see the authentic person mm-hmm. and type of content you're putting out. And I think at the end of the day, yes, you can be a wild and crazy influencer and build a big popular thing, because we know the world loves drama and craziness, mm-hmm. but people also like authenticity.
Yeah.
And organic, you know, just you being yourself. Yeah. So, and we're testament to that. Like, been doing this for almost 13 years and we've not, you know, we've not went, I don't think we've went crazy. No. If we are crazy, let us know. But I don't think we went crazy.
We have not gone crazy. No.
Yeah.
And then you got to pick your consistency. What does consistency to look you. Like
yeah.
to you? Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you can get too overzealous and bite off more than you can chew. Then it's like, oh, I'm going to upload every day, or I'm going to show up every, you know, twice a day. And it's just like, that's not sustainable. So you got to figure out what consistency looks like to you. And then stick with that before you increase it or try and add more.
Absolutely.
That's all I would add to that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We had to plug in the camera because there's always something.
Always something. Stuff just can't be ready, I tell you.
Nope. Well, we're using the camera that we need to charge the other camera that we normally use. We just weren't prepared at 8, so we're our bad.
What's your number one self-care action you take regularly? Question for both of you.
You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I don't have one. I'm working on trying to figure out what my self-care really looks like. I mean, aside from like,
yeah.
I mean, getting my nails done or this done and like that, that's just maintenance to me. It's not necessarily self-care. So I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Like, I don't really have a thing that I just go to.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I really would love to start, like, meditating.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Christ.
Meditating on that word.
Exactly.
Soon as you say meditation, everybody come out of the
woodwork.
That's
the enemy.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord have mercy.
It's okay to sit.
And be quiet and right. close your eyes.
It's okay.
I'm not closing my eyes and thinking about freaking world destruction. I'm thinking about how I want my life and praying about my life being better and how I'm going to sit in those affirmations. And so, yes, saying all that so that some of y'all that want to say something, just save it. I want to do that. I want to make sure that I'm doing my devotion each day, mm-hmm. really spending, not just checking it off the box, you know, like checking the box, but just really spending time with God. Working out has been my thing that I've really put back into my routine, which has been great.
That is my one self-care.
Yeah, working out. That's why when you didn't say that, I'm like.
One thing that I do for self-care. It is like, because if I don't get my workout in.
Her day's
day
affected.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
My mood is affected. Like, so, yeah. So, I'm not sure how I missed that.
Yeah,
that
I don't
is
know
the
how
one thing that I do for myself for self-care is go work out.
But I think that, you know, the biggest thing that I want to do, and we've talked about it, we just want to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just and slow our day down. Like, be done with work at a certain time and then just relax or spend time, extra time with the kids,
mm-hmm.
like play family games. Like, I think all that stuff is self-care, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's like really slow down, make do more of the things that I enjoy, like spending time with my wife and my kids.
Mm-hmm. But that's not self-care. That's nurturing the relationship.
But it can make you feel really good.
I mean, it can, but I don't think, I wouldn't consider that.
It's self-care.
I wouldn't consider that self-care. And I'm surprised that you didn't say go to the movies or go to the driving range.
Yes.
That's what you do for self-care.
I want to go to the movies more often, obviously. And I'd love to see one movie a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to go play golf once a week. Because we've only got 4 or 5 months, maybe 6 in most, where we can actually golf here in Indiana.
Yeah.
I'd love to play like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be amazing. That would be, for me, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. There we go.
Unless we both just wasn't thinking straight.
And sex 2 times a day.
Oh, okay. 2 times a day. Okay.
Bah.
Gabe, I love your personality. Thank you. And also, how you and Chad vibe together. Have you two thought about doing a second honeymoon trip to the Maldives? So romantic. Well, I don't think we're going to the Maldives again anytime soon. I would love to go back. That was such an expensive trip. We could do it a lot less. expensive.
Yeah, we
splurged a lot for that one. But
I would say, yeah, we spent, yeah.
Yeah, that was a very expensive trip. Yeah.
But worth it. I don't regret it.
Would do it all over again. It was perfect. It was literally what you would think a vacation is supposed to feel like. Because we travel a lot and we travel a lot for work, there's always something to do when we get to the destination. Mm-hmm. And we literally had nothing. We could do all the excursions we wanted to do, or we could just sit and relax and read a book in the pool.
And we planned our day as we went. We didn't.
Yeah,
we didn't,
it was just, it felt so relaxing. It felt really good. It felt easy.
I was training for a triathlon, so I literally kept training. I went and ran, like I swam. Like it just was awesome. And we absolutely would go back.
Yeah.
So this is year 13 for us for marriage. Mm-hmm. Year 15, we could do something like that, but in a different way, maybe.
Yeah. There's so many other places that we want to go. So it's like, I could spend all that money and go back to the Maldives, or I could check off Dubai and Bali and, you know what I'm saying? All these other places that we, you know, London.
Our flights were almost half of the expense.
Like, yeah, that's because we flew business class. Like, we did it up. Yes. But we could go back for way less.
Yeah,
we could go back for
so we absolutely would go back. If you ever have a chance to go to the Maldives,
please go.
It's so amazing. It is everything that you hoped that it would be.
Everything. I've never seen a place more beautiful. Ever.
Yeah.
And speaking of, what's your favorite couples vacay? Do you ever plan on retiring from vlogging, or is vlogging a forever thing? We covered that in the last video. If you've not watched part one of the Q&A, we talked a lot about YouTube in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Reagan has a very strong singing voice for a 6-year-old. She appears to be vocally talented.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Like Gabriel and Grandmommy. Thank you. Are voice lessons in her future? First question. Second question, speaking of Grandmommy, when will we get another duet and or interview with her and Gabrielle? Great questions. So the funny thing about Reagan is, I feel like she just randomly came out of, like, just randomly one day started singing.
Oh, she'd be like, she'd be like,
oh my goodness. And her voice is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
And she's got this, like, just her tone and everything. I absolutely love it. So I bought this course with this, I don't even know what the lady's name is, but she's a black lady. She teaches voice lessons on TikTok. And Reagan came across her videos once and wanted to take lessons with her. And I was like, well, I don't think she gives like personal lessons, like, you know, our virtual lessons, but she has a course. So I bought the course. We have not started the course yet because I think I keep forgetting that we have it. But I bought the course with the idea of us going through it together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right. She loves to sing.
She does.
And I want to do everything I can to help her build on that and grow that talent even more, like strengthen it. So I don't sing with her nearly enough. And I know that I should. And even I could be teaching her some things and I just haven't. So I bought the course as kind of like a starter for us to kind of get
something
into
fun to do
something
together.
For us to do together.
She does love singing.
She loves it. And speaking of Grandmommy, so I don't know when we're going to get another duet. My mom is always singing. She always wants me to sing with her. And I just, for the longest time, I went through this period where I just didn't even really want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think I'm coming out of that now, but even still, like, sometimes my mom will ask me to sing and I just be like, I just really don't feel like it because I just don't feel like my voice sounds as good as it once did. And I think I use that an excuse, or I know that I feel self-conscious about it. So I just don't even want to hear myself sing because it doesn't sound the same.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
So thank you. So I don't know. Singing in me, like, it's just, I don't know. I get emotional talking about it because I don't quite understand it. But it's hard to, when you don't do something for so long, it's hard to start back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'm sure we could get another duet in for you and another interview because it's been a while since
I even joined the duet. You know, I'll jump in there a little bit.
Yes, please do that.
A little bit. Do re mi.
Okay, so I want to know, what do you do when you don't want to be bothered? I love my husband and our daughter to death, but sometimes I require space to clear my mind. I don't want him to feel like he can't talk to me about any and everything, but we have our own ways of thinking. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you don't, what do I do when I don't want to be bothered? Are you snoring?
Wake up, dude. You over here snoring? He's such a snorer. I think that it's not that often that you don't want to be bothered. Most of the time you just don't want to, like, if you don't want to be bothered, it's you don't want to talk.
Yeah.
Like, you're talked out.
Yeah.
And that's most majority of the times that she spends the day with her mom. We love you, Mom. But, yeah.
I come back.
She comes back spent. I don't want to talk to nobody. Okay. So yeah, but as far as her not wanting to be bothered, mm-hmm. like, that's not really something that Gabrielle does.
Yeah.
I think her and I are very similar in that aspect. Yeah. Like, we can sit and just be together, but not talk at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and we have nothing, like, there's nothing
wrong
with that. We're just in our own space. We're just doing our own thing and decompressing however we want to decompress. But we don't really have, like...
Yeah, I feel like if it's... Sorry, were you finished?
No, yeah, yeah.
I think that if you are a person where you feel like you need your space, sometimes, you like you said, you want to clear your mind, I think you have to carve out that space for yourself, and you have to implement boundaries, as in, like, this is mommy's thinking time, or this is my... whatever time, or you get up a little bit early before everyone else is up so you can have that time to yourself. Or if you go into an office and you need to, you know what I'm saying, like, decompress before you get home from the office, maybe you stop and grab a drink from somewhere, or maybe just sit in your car for like 15 to 20 minutes before you head home, just so you can have the time to clear your space and to clear your mind, because nobody's going to carve that time out for you. So you have to do the work of setting that boundary, like, hey, you know what, talk to your partner. Maybe every day or every other day, I need about 30 minutes. Can you sit with the kids while I take like 30 minutes to just take a walk around the block to clear my mind? Or, you know what I'm saying? Because when you make it about you, then he can't get offended by you wanting to pour back into yourself. Like, you can't pour from an empty cup. So it's like, if you need that time to clear your head or to get your mind right or whatever, you got to ask for that, because nobody's going to know that you need it if you don't verbalize it. And, I don't feel like your spouse could get upset about you wanting to do something to better you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm going to show up better as a partner. I'm going to show up better as a mother. I'm going to just show up better when I'm not pouring from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So we don't have to talk right now. I'm going to take 30 minutes. Or you don't even got to say nothing. Sometimes I might just come up to the room. If I want to maybe you just want to go up to the room and watch TV. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you have space in your house, maybe you just want to go sit outside on the porch or something like that. Like, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with
that. College football Saturdays? I'm like, sweetheart, I'm going to watch football.
Yeah.
And I'll be all day in my room or downstairs watching football, and she'll be doing something. Okay. And when we see each other,
Hey, how's it going?
Like, and it's okay. Like, when we work out, we always go to the gym almost all the time at the same time.
Yeah.
But we don't work out together. But we don't work out together because that's our own, not that we're against it, but it's just our own time where we're in our own zones. We can think about life. We can think about our work. Like for me, I sometimes come up with ideas while I'm working out. You know, like, it's just an opportunity. Like, it's nothing wrong with that. You need that.
You need it. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that.
Because this person you see every single day.
Sorry, dude.
You know, most marriages, you're seeing this person every single day. Outside of maybe they travel or whatever. You need your own time. You're your own person.
Right. Yeah. So that's our advice.
Yeah.
On that. Do people still look at you being in an interracial relationship have gotten better or worse? So I guess the way that people look at us as an interracial couple, like, is, has it gotten better or has it gotten worse? I mean, I don't think that it...
I don't think we pay attention.
I don't think that it changed. Like, I don't... I wouldn't say that it's gotten worse or that it's... I mean, there's still always... There's always going to be somebody who's looking. Like, there's always going to be somebody who, you know, might do a double take or whatever. And it's just... It's one of those things where it's like, I know, like, in the beginning... Maybe it would have bothered me because we were an interracial couple. Now I just might be thinking, oh, they might recognize us from YouTube, or oh, maybe they think our kids are cute.
Let me tell you a funny story about
that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So I don't think that it's necessarily changed enough for me to be like, yeah, better or worse.
Or else we, and also too, it becomes, it comes with a big lack of care. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's something that Gabrielle is really grown into, mm-hmm. where I don't care what people think,
yeah,
or because it doesn't, their opinion doesn't matter, you know. So like, right. if they want to stare, let them stare.
What was the funny story?
Funny story about Florida. So we were at breakfast, and there was this older white couple sitting next to us, and the lady kept staring. And then, like, you know, I watch my surroundings. Gabriel mm-hmm. knows that I pointed out all the exits. I know the exits. I know every single person at a table. Mm-hmm. Like, I know my surroundings.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I do. I study the room wherever we're at. So saw the older lady looking over, staring quite a bit. And then she said something to her husband. Her husband, like, tried to be sly and look over. So I was like, well, either they're an old racist couple or they just can't believe how beautiful Gabrielle is and how cute our kids are, right? And how, you know, ugly mug here bagged her, right?
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
So I was like, you know, I'm having fun. I love having fun, right? So she, the older lady, got a quiche for breakfast. So I was like, hey, how's the quiche? And they started up conversation, like, really sweet nice. Conversation, mm-hmm. and we talked for, you know, 5 minutes about food and where they live and how they, you know, and very friendly.
Yeah, they
so
were.
Either I made them very uncomfortable and they had to perform under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were just a sweet couple that just happens to have a staring problem. One of the two.
But
I had fun with it, right? Yeah, I was like, you know what? I'm going to have some fun. This is what I do. I just have fun. When people stare.
I hadn't even noticed that they were staring, honestly.
Yeah, when people stare, I just, you know, it's like, I like to have fun with it. If you're going to stare, then let's have fun.
Yeah.
Right? But that's the funny story
that
about that.
That is a funny story, yeah. Because, I mean, you never know why folks are
staring. You never know why they're staring.
You never know.
End up being a sweet conversation. Cool. But, yeah.
Okay, how do you guys keep intimacy in the long-term relationship marriage at the front of mind?
She gives me daily rounds of applause.
Shut up.
She'd be giving me that slow clap every day.
You are so silly. I think that... Are you done?
I'm doing a slow clap.
What, all of the claps?
Slow clap.
I feel like that's really loud.
It probably was. Sorry about that. We're not used to the mics. Yeah, I mean, I would say that, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, how do we keep it? I mean, we just, you know, if we're traveling, like, we talk about this. When we travel, you know, if the kids aren't with us, especially, the first thing we usually do.
Excuse me, I don't know.
Yeah, is have some fun in the hotel mm-hmm. room. We christen the place that we are staying. you know, I'm always, I whether she likes it or loves it, I fondle the heck out of her all the time in public
always.
As well.
Always. It's like, babe, stop touching me.
I can't help it. I told her that I'm addicted, and she feeds my addiction. Her booty is my addiction.
I mean, I don't know. I think you just, like, I think it's not always going to be in the front of your mind.
No.
There are going to be times where it's the last thing on your mind, or you're going through a season in life where it's just not where it was before. So I don't think it's realistic to feel like intimacy is always at the top of your mind, but there are certain things that we will always do. We will always communicate with each other. We will always make sure we're spending some kind of time together during the day, whether it's like, you know, I mean, we work together from home or whatever, so we see each other, but at the end of the night, like, are we gonna watch a show? Are we gonna, you know what I'm saying? So, like, just finding those little moments to connect, whatever that looks like for you and your spouse, I think that's what's important. Like, sometimes intimacy is not at the top of the list because we got a million things, other things to focus on, and that's okay. But as long as the communication is still open, the connection is there, even if it's just a small moment here or there, like even if we, you know, busy doing our days or whatever, and it's like, hey, you want to go grab lunch? Like just doing little things like that. Y'all know how we feel about our date nights. Date nights are very important to us. We try to have one at least once a, well, it used to be once a week. Now it's kind of like every other week, but because we've been doing a lot of traveling too. You know, I feel like that's how you prioritize.
I think your intimacy is whatever you decide that it is, right? Mm-hmm. Outside of obviously, I mean, making love, that's making love, right?
Goes without saying.
But the other intimacy, like just connecting, you know, that can be decided on between you and your spouse. Like, what is that?
Yeah.
Like, what is intimacy for us? Like, is watching a TV show together intimacy? Is, you know, reading a book together at night?
Getting a question deck and going through asking each other questions.
Like, whatever it might be, it's okay. It doesn't have to be cookie cutter.
Yeah.
It's whatever you guys enjoy doing together that brings you closeness.
Yeah.
Hopefully that answers your question.
What skill, passion, or activity do you have that you want to do / learn that is not attached to money, earning anything from it? And why haven't you done it yet? Oh, that's a good question. So what skill, passion, or activity do you have or that you want to do or learn that's not attached to money? And why haven't you done it yet?
Mine's learn the guitar, truly learn to play the guitar. Mm. Like, truly learn to play the guitar. And I don't know why I haven't done it. I mean, just, you know, life. You know, just other things have become a priority. I mean, I think guitar and then playing golf.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things that I enjoy. Like, I know I would enjoy playing a guitar. Like, I know that I would enjoy the learning process if I really dove into it.
Yeah.
And I know that I would enjoy being able to play the guitar. I think that was something that I've always wanted to do that. It's never really taken the opportunity to learn. So I know that's a passion because it always comes back.
Right.
It's not like it just came once and faded away. It's always been in the back of my head. And then golf, to play more, which in turn would, you know, develop skills more to be able to shoot a lower score and, you know, really challenge myself. It's a sport where you can really challenge yourself. You don't need competitors. You don't need this. You can literally, you know, challenge yourself each day. And that's why I like, you know, it's a tough one. It's a tough sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like the first thing that came to my mind was skating. I really, really wanted to get back into skating. And I took lessons, but I wasn't good at practicing outside of the lessons. And to be honest, I got discouraged because it was harder than I thought it was going to be. And it's been a while since I've challenged myself. And I was just like, this is...
It's hard to challenge yourself.
Not as easy as I thought it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? But then also the twofold to that is like, I don't have very many hobbies, which is something that I'm trying to figure out. I did tell Babe the other day, I would love to take tennis lessons and like get back into...
I just want to see her in the tennis skirts.
Like... years ago, and I probably have told y'all this before, years ago when I was in like middle school, I took tennis lessons and I thought that my one summer of tennis lessons was going to get me enough to get me on the tennis team. Well, I tried out and I didn't make it and I did not pick up a racket anymore. I literally was crushed because I did not make the team And I was like, well, that's the end of tennis for me. So at one point, I know that I enjoyed it. I just, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like that could be a good hobby or something.
You I love
know,
tennis
some
too,
physical so. Activity. Like, yeah, I know he plays, so we could go and like play together.
It'd be great.
So yeah, but other than that, like, it's hard. It's interesting that you put the like not making money from it then, because I think it's been so hard for me to get a hobby because I'm like, well, what else could I be doing that's income generating right now as opposed to something that's not?
Yeah. So she needs a hobby.
So I do really
that's
need
not-
a hobby.
Has not tied nothing to do
business or money or anything like that, because it's hard for me to break away from mm-hmm. from those activities.
And that's just not, you know, and we talked about it. That's just not a healthy mm-hmm. mindset to be in all day long trying yeah. to figure out how to make money. I love that about her. She's a true entrepreneur, driven, but the most driven of people need outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And some people pick bad outlets, you know, drinking or, you know, drugs,
yeah.
God forbid. Like,
yeah.
And she's not that type of person. So it's like, we need to find something that you could just do because you're, you know what, you're after work's done, you're excited to go play some tennis.
Right.
You know,
right.
you're excited to go to your tennis lesson.
Yeah.
Like, that's what
something
I want.
Completely different.
Exactly. For me, I'm excited to go mm-hmm. to the driving range when I can. Like, if I know I'm going to golf, I'm so ecstatic. I
yeah.
can't wait.
Yeah.
And that's what I want for her too.
Yeah, and even with the skating, it was hard for me to take those lessons and not document them, because I felt like it was good content. And I had a conversation with my therapist about this, and she was like, "It's not an outlet if you're trying to turn it into work." She okay. was like, "You don't have to film everything." Like, it's very hard to get out of that mode, you know? So it's like, that's a great segment. Oh, I'm taking tennis lessons. Oh, I'm taking skating lessons. So that's going to be the harder part for me, is detaching
mm-hmm.
the content from it. Like, just having something for me.
I think I'd love to see her.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Take the tennis lessons, because she has mentioned that, and something that she is interested in tennis. But then I'd love to see her sing with Reagan
yeah.
and skate with Chad Jr.
Because, yeah, Chad Jr. is my skating buddy.
Chad Jr. is a great little skater.
Yes.
And that's her skating buddy.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like, man, you guys mm-hmm. could roll off to the
yeah.
skating rink. Or you
yeah.
guys could, you know, we could find a nice enough tennis court where you guys can just skate around
just
the tennis
skate
court.
Skate around the tennis court, yeah.
You know, like, so, yeah, those are the things that I think that she would enjoy if she did more. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's just my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
But
for sure.
Yeah. And then giving me more rounds of applause. All right.
Clap.
Slow clap.
Do you guys Bible study together and pray? Can Chad give advice on how men should lead and cover the household?
Not as much as we should. Mm-hmm. That's definitely, you know, we pray. I mean, we pray.
We do pray together.
Yeah, we do
but
pray
it's
together.
Not every day.
No, it's not enough.
It's not enough.
It's
no,
not enough.
Not at all.
You know, but we also have recognized that, mm-hmm. and we, you know, so just it's about developing. Again, that's that self-care stuff, right?
Yeah.
Going back to that, like having self-care for us is spending time with God.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that separately, but we also want to do that together. And then also with our kids, too. So I think... yeah, I mean, you know, and I'm not perfect. I mean, I think, you know, by any means, I think that the biggest thing is, like, you know, no man is without his faults. Just be someone that loves your family, that, you know, like that they are your priorities, you know, like you have to be a priority.
Yeah.
In order for you to make anybody else a priority.
Right.
So don't forget yourself. So many men forget their own needs, or forget to heal the trauma mm-hmm. that they've dealt with, you know, throughout life, and think that they can just maybe help fix others or help just be a great husband and father and not take care of themselves. You have to take care of yourselves, or you're going to run. You're going to run short. You're running thin. You know, you just won't have enough energy, and and you won't be able to be your true self to the people that you love. So take care of yourself. You know, pray, and pray more, probably, because I need to pray more. Mm-hmm. So if you ever think that you need to pray more, then yes, you need to pray more. That's my, you know, if you ever feel like you're not spending enough time with God, guess what? You're not spending enough time with God. Your conscience will tell you what you're not doing enough of.
Oh, for sure.
And and then, I mean, just love your family. Like, remember why you love them. Remember that regardless of when Gabriel gets on my nerves, like, I know why I love her. Like, I know why she's a gift to me. You know, like, that God gave me the gift of her and then the gift of my kids. Like, yeah, like, there's nothing else that ever can trump that. Like, at the end of the day, like, I just remember, like, okay, like, how can I be better so that, you know, so that I can be there, you know? So I don't know. Hopefully that answers the question. I don't know. I'm still a work in progress too. So, but that, I think that's the important piece.
Yeah.
You should always be a work in progress. Like, none of us are perfect. Mm-hmm. And if you're just trying your best, then I'm sure that you're going to get better. Your best is going to get better.
Yeah, I agree. Aside from the self-care question, what do you do for self-care? How often do you spend money on yourself? Too much. Listen, that's one thing we don't have no problem doing is spending money.
Too much.
We are both spenders. You know how usually there's a spender and a saver? We both spenders, okay? Yeah. So, yeah, we have to tell ourselves that we don't need that Amazon purchase. We don't need another Target run. Like, that is not an issue at all, okay? Yeah. We're working on that.
Yeah. Wait, no, we're working on that. We don't have an issue with that.
Yeah, we don't have an issue with that at all. Which is why it's hard for us to buy gifts for each other, too. Because whenever we want to see something we like, we just get it. Like, we don't I don't have time to be throwing out hints and, I saw this, I'm going to just go buy it. Yeah. Because you're going to take the money out the same account and go buy it for me anyway. So, let me just go get it.
Exactly. Like, it's a struggle.
It's a struggle. It's such a struggle.
I mean, it's a blessing to be in that position, but it's also a struggle because sometimes you just get, you know, things become really convenient and easy, but we forget about the convenience fee that's on the backside of just wasting money.
Wasting money
or absolutely not needing this. We just got it because it sounded cool in the moment.
Right.
Or retail therapy.
Yeah. It's a drug, boy.
Yeah.
Longtime peep here. Over time, I've seen your mom and Nana come to depend on you more. You have done a lot since you you're the only able child / grandchild in your immediate family. Do you ever think about how you will manage taking care of both of them as they age? Do you ever think about buying a house that can support multi-generations to help you as you care for them? I see a lot of people your age going through this and it can be tough. Very, very good question.
If you want us to be bald,
then
put Nana, Grandmommy, and Gracie in the house with us.
Listen, that'll never happen.
We'll pull all of
them
out.
I love them to death.
Love them.
But I am just not, I'm just not there. And it is tough. It is very tough to be the only one when you're the only child, the only grandchild, and I'm not the only child, but as you said, the only able-bodied child.
Yeah.
Like, I am my mother's only able-bodied child, really. So it's like, and it's not just her, because as she gets older, somebody's got to take care of Gracie as well. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's twofold there. Like, I feel like Nana, I don't know, I just feel like Nana is like, for one, Nana never wants anyone to have to take care of her. Like, she is very independent.
Miss Independent.
Very much. She's going to do her own thing. She doesn't really want to take a lot of help. Like, that's just her personality.
Yeah.
So, I don't feel like I ever am going to have to be in a space, and I don't know, anything could happen where I would necessarily have to be taking care of Nana. Now, you know, she's at a point now where she's decided she don't really want to drive anymore. So I may have to like take her places here and there, but like, that's not, to me, that's not that big of a deal. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm, to answer your question, I don't know how I'm going to manage this. And it is a concern of mine, if I'm quite honest. It is something that I've talked to my mother about as well. Because I am just not the type to be a full-time caregiver. Like, yeah. I don't want that position. I don't ever want to do that. I pray to God that I will always be well off enough where I can pay for you to have the best care that you need to have. Like, yeah. And I, you know what? And it's weird because I am kind of hesitant in saying that, because I feel like I'll be judged for saying that, because I think that there's such a expectation, yeah, that, oh, that's what you're supposed to do. You get older, you have to take care of your parents. They have to move in with you. But you don't. You have to. They don't have to. No, like,
that's not, you know, a requirement.
I love my mother to death, but it doesn't come to
the Bible doesn't say leave and cleave and then let them come back when
listen,
they get old.
Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
That's not the life that I see for myself. And I can confidently say that. And I know that it ruffles feathers, and I know that it hurts feelings, but that's not the life that I see for myself being anybody's full-time caregiver.
Unless they were our own kids.
Unless they were my own kids and I absolutely had to, or God forbid something happened to Chad, or God forbid something happened to me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, the four people that live in this house are my immediate responsibility.
And you too, Lincoln. Like, don't worry about it. You too, baby.
You know what I'm saying? Everyone else, I can do as much as I can.
But they're not your responsibility. I think that's the stigma we have to get rid of.
We have to get rid of that.
They're not your responsibility.
Yes.
Like, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is something we have talked extensively about, because it is at some point it is going to come up, because I do have a sister that needs full-time care and my mother is her full-time caregiver. So these are conversations that we have had, that we continue to have, because there needs to be a plan put in place, because I am just not going to pick up all the pieces for everybody. Like, I just don't see that for me.
No, because she has pieces of her own. Like, she,
exactly.
She has a husband and two kids.
Yeah. Like, so, no, we would never live in the same house. Like, we wouldn't.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Take it. Listen, I'm telling you now, it's fun when we get together, but if we lived in the same house all the time, it would be a situation, okay? A situation. Like, and I mean, we did it when Mom was going through her treatment. She was here for a lot of the time, and it was interesting. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm grateful that we were able to be here. Yeah, sorry, the freaking memory card.
Always two things happen, right?
Always something that happens, right? So yeah, I don't remember the last thing I was saying, but yeah, and never say never. But
here's what my thoughts. You want my thoughts?
Yes.
Here's my thoughts on it. We're on the same boat. We're on the exact same sheet of music, yes, right? We are tracking like a VCR. yeah. I would say that our goal, our thoughts would be, first option would be, God has provided enough for us to where we can then in turn be able to pay for the best services and you know, in a great retirement home, you know, or a care facility for Reagan to be, or not for Reagan, for Gracie to be full time,
right?
You know, where we're still in her life, we're still seeing her all the time, but she's in a place where she can thrive, where people trained to help her thrive can be there, right? The other option that I think that, you know, would be a possibility, potentially, if it was a second option. Option B would be, yes, we got a house that's big enough where...
Well, we don't even have to see
each where other. They can have their own space, we can have our own space. You know, we get together for dinners. Yeah. Like, but they could have, you know, and that would be something that I think we'd entertain. Mm-hmm. While mom is still in great health.
Yeah.
And still able to, you know, but, you know, when it comes to full-time caregiving where, mm-hmm. you know, they can't fully take care of themselves.
Then that's why I got to call in the professionals.
That's where we're going to call in the professionals, yeah. because we're just not equipped. Yeah. And we also, that's not the vision we have for our mm-hmm. life. We when our kids go off to college, we want to be able to do the things that we've prayed to be able to do, yeah. to travel together, to spend more time, you know, like, and visit our kids, see the grandkids, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where, never say never to the living together if that was something God opened the door for and it made sense.
Yeah.
but Nana will never, Nana is the type that she's going, you know, till the wheels fall off.
She want to be in her own space. Do her own thing. So we don't never really got to worry about that.
Yeah. So
now, mom. And we love mom and Gracie.
Yeah, we love mom and Gracie.
And we talk about all of this. None of this is like nothing she ain't never heard before. So, exactly. You know, she knows how we are. And we talk about it in a sense of how it's a difference in generations. Because I think in her generation, and even Nana's generation, you kind of just were expected to take care of those as they are ailing. They come live with you. You stop your life. You do what you need to do.
And we've seen people stop their life. We've
seen this firsthand.
And no thank you.
And we don't want any parts of that. And no. It's just like, I love you. And I will always make sure you're taken care of. But it is not my responsibility to then see you until the end. You know what I'm saying? When there are people that can come in and help and facilitate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't have to all fall on me, because caregiving, it will do something to you. Like, it will affect your mental. It will affect your physical. Like, it is, and it is things that people are trained to do.
Like, people go to college to be
exactly. So it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, that's just my thoughts on it. And we may see differently on that, because I think it is a difference in generations. The older generation, like, that's just what they saw. That's what they were taught. So they feel like everybody is supposed to do that. And I'm like, the book stops here. I'm exactly. sorry. And I would never want my kids to do that for me.
So that's why.
Like, that's we the are other set side up, yeah. of it. Yeah.
That's
like,
why we have a trust.
Yeah.
We have living wills. We're building generational wealth,
yeah.
retirement, so that when God, you know, when we get to the point where we need help and care,
we're not coming to them.
They have the money to then be able to take us from our trust,
yeah,
you know, and be able to put us in a great mm-hmm. place where we can thrive and be cared for. Like, because it's not their responsibility.
No, and I don't ever want them to.
We
feel
never
like
want to put that on them.
Ever.
Ever. We never want them to feel like it is a responsibility mm-hmm. that they have to do.
Yeah.
They choose to. That's their choice. But right. we're never going to be like, look, we don't have to because we got money for that.
Right. We're going to go over here. Yeah. Like, y'all can come visit us.
Yeah. So yeah. that's mm-hmm. so we are trying to. This is how we feel. We want our family to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're starting in this generation.
Yeah.
Right. This is the new generational expectation that we're trying to build.
Yeah,
we're not necessarily adopting the old way. We're creating a new way.
Yeah.
And I think each family can do that. Mm-hmm, and absolutely. You shouldn't be judged for that.
Please don't be out here yeah. judging folks.
Yeah. So if you decide to fix your fingers to judge us, just know that it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We our family communicates well.
Mm-hmm.
We know what we're going to do, and any judgment that anybody wants to provide will go in one eye and out the other.
Perfectly stated. Yes.
But look, that's okay. the end, y'all. We got to go get Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
It's been already like an hour and a half, I feel like. It's been
Has it really?
Yes, y'all. We've been talking. Y'all, but you've been talking.
No, I've been talking. The fact that we haven't even gotten through half of these questions is crazy.
That means, y'all want a part three? If y'all want a part three of the questions,
let us know.
Let us know in the
or
comments.
If we should just move on. Because I don't want to drag it out. But I also, you guys ask these questions. Yeah. So, you know, and some of these questions we can turn into like full-on episodes where we're, you know, talking about these things.
So part three
or move on. Y'all let us know. We're going to put ball in your court.
So if you were going to write in any kind of judging comments, just instead say move on or part three, okay? We love y'all, but for real.
We do love you. Thank you so much for watching and or listening. We'd love it if you take the time to, you know, leave a comment. Tell us your favorite part of this, or if you're just listening to this, we'd love it if you would leave a review wherever you're listening to the podcast and let us know how you've been enjoying us since we've been back, you know, these last couple of episodes, because that just helps us to grow the listening family even more. And yeah, we'll be back in a couple of weeks, guys. So let us know which way to go.
That's right. Oh, shoot. Okay. All right. So subscribe, thumbs up, tell everybody you know, all the good stuff. We appreciate you. We love y'all, and we will see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Deuces.
New messages. Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.